Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Good morning, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Our Father, all of heaven, roars your name. Sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. Oh, the sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven, roars your name. Sing louder. Amen. And then it says, Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down. Holy Spirit. And then it says, King Jesus, you're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Revival, revival. We want to see. We want to see your kingdom here. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. Whoa, and whoa, 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 whoa. We want to see your kingdom here. Y'all, that's not just, we're not just saying something, but that's a bold surrendered declaration. It is the cry of a people who are asking God to interrupt what is temporary, to disrupt what is misaligned, and establish what is eternal. One more time, it is a bold surrendered declaration, the cry of a people who are asking God to interrupt what is temporary, to disrupt what is misaligned, and establish what is eternal. Establish what is eternal. This is the day that the Lord has granted. I have chosen to rejoice and bless his name. Early this morning, I bless the Lord. I give him praise. I honor him. I magnify him. I lift him up and thank him for waking me up this morning, giving me another opportunity. Amen. I pray that that is your heart's posture this morning, a posture of thanksgiving, a heart of praise because of who he is, not necessarily because of what he's done, but because of who he is. And so who is he? He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the great I am. He is the mighty one. Amen. Come on, let's adore him this morning. He is the center of our joy. He is all that we need, all that we should want. He is our all in all. He is Emmanuel. Amen. He is the good God, the great God, the mighty God, the wonderful God, the miracle working God, the magnificent God, the glorious God. Amen. He is our friend. He is our cornerstone. Amen. He is our protector. He is Hallelujah. Our hiding place, our safe place. He is our refuge, Amen. Our very present help in time Amen. Of need. He is Jehovah. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Amen. Shalom. Amen. He is our provider and our peace. He Amen. Is Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer, our healer. Amen. He Amen. Is Jehovah Nisi. He is he our is victory. Jehovah. The banner waves high this morning, for we stand and walk in victory. He is the all-wise one. Amen. He is our high tower. Come on, anybody know him to be Christ, the living, the anointed one? Anybody know him as their savior on this morning? Before we ask anything of him, oh, come, let us magnify the Lord. Let us exalt his name together, for he is truly worthy to be praised. Had it not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is our way maker, our protector. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being our all in all. Ooh, great God, that you are strong, mighty, powerful, great. Ooh, greatly to be praised. I will magnify the Lord. I will exalt his name. I will lift him up high and mighty above every circumstance, every situation. I choose to magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Great God that you are. Great God that you are. There is no other name. Hallelujah. You are the name that's above every name. Hallelujah. You are the name at which every knee must bow, every tongue will confess that you are Lord. You are high. You are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. God, what more can we say? We love you this morning. Hallelujah. Great God, great God, great God. We love you on this this morning. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Ooh, what a great God we serve. We serve a mighty God, a miracle-working God. And so we exalt his name and we give him praise. God, we thank you for being God. As we move forward on this morning, Father, we just bless your name. We honor you and we thank you for allowing us into this space one more time, God. We don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. But God, we thank you for allowing us one more opportunity. And so, Father, that's why we choose to magnify you and to lift you up, because we don't ever want to come taking you for granted, Father, because had it not been for you on our side, we wouldn't be in this space. And so we bless your name and we honor you, giving you the first of our day early this year, this month, oh God, this week and this day. We give it to you, Father. So with our hands lifted, wherever we may be, we say, Father, thank you for yet one more opportunity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so as we come this morning, amen, amen. I shared on yesterday, as Ruby prepares to come on this morning, we shared on yesterday that our 2026 theme for Developing Hope is reset, refocus, reignite. Reset, refocus, reignite. Amen. And we're coming out of the gate in January with one posture, and that posture is, Lord, disrupt what can't go forward. Disrupt what can't go forward. And as we go forward in this month, we are now at the sixth day of the new year. As we proceed to move forward, as long as the Lord says so, we will continue to be sensitive on how he is leading and guiding and directing us. Amen. And so he has given us, I believe, Lord, disrupt what can't go forward. Yesterday we touched on interruption, divine interruption, because there has to be an interruption. There's an interruption for the disruption to come about. Amen. So we touched on divine interruption a little bit on yesterday. And so today we're going to look at divine disruption, which is along with the whole theme of this month. But let me just remind you what interruption is. Interruption, from our standpoint in our yesterday, interruption is when God steps in, let's like this, God steps directly into our plans, pauses our momentum. The word there is pauses, because an interruption does not mean that things will change permanently. That can be a temporary thing. You know, I was listening to a mother yesterday. She sent me a text, amen, from California. And as I listened to that, she put a word on Facebook. Her word for the week or the month or whatever was disrupt. And when I listened to her 1 minute inspirational piece that she posts, of course my ears perked up and I had to send Mother a text. And I'm like, Mother, amen. When God has dropped the same thing, right? And so I'm not sure if my pastor's on yet. I haven't looked, but he sent me a text and reminded me of prophetic chatter. Prophetic chatter is when you begin to hear the same thing in various spaces, which means God is speaking. It's prophetic chatter. It's coming from various sources. Amen. And so this interruption, what I heard her say is that interruption, it goes back to that word when we said pause yesterday, pause, right? Interruption is a temporary thing, because I think she used the example where, you know, if someone was to come into the room where she was recorded and say, Mother, you know, it would temporarily stop her or basically take her off of what she's doing. But as soon as she handles or deals with that situation, whatever it is, she would go right back to her recording. So there was an interruption. There was a pause in her momentum, right? And so it redirects our attention in that moment, right? But here today we're looking at divine disruption, breaking what can't go forward. What is just divine disruption. Divine disruption is God's loving dismantling. Dismantling, right? Which means that thing is, we heard the song say, break our walls down. Spirit, break out. That's our prayer posture for today, because divine disruption is God's loving dismantling of what no longer fits this next season, right? So we move from recognizing God's interruptions to welcoming his disruption, giving him permission to break structures, mindsets. This whole mindset, breaking mindsets and patterns that limit spiritual growth, that limits our growth. And our hope, our whole aim is to develop and grow and become more like Christ, to become the men and women that he has created us to be, right? So spirit break out, our prayer posture, spirit break out, break our walls down. We are inviting divine disruption, asking God to intentionally dismantle old ways of thinking, familiar but fruitless routines. Fruitless, which means it's not bearing fruit. It's not serving a good purpose, right? Emotional walls that have been formed by life, by disappointment, and whatever it's been formed by, right? And then the spiritual systems that restrict his movement in our lives. That's right. Spiritual systems that restrict his movement in our lives, right? When I listen to these lyrics, there's a scripture about old wine and new wine skins. You guys, I hope you know what the scripture I'm talking about. If somebody pull it up before it's over. But here's the reality: we cannot step into a new season or into new wine skin, if you will, while insisting on our old ways, while insisting on old structures and old methods and old ways of thinking. Right? Divine disruption, y'all, breaks walls before release. So are there areas in your life, amen, that you know that need to be dismantled, that need to be shaken up, right? Divine disruption breaks those walls before we can be released into our next, before we can step healthy into our next, right? It disrupts and breaks patterns before promotion. How am I going to be promoted without the miracles take place? Don't get me wrong, but how am I going to be promoted if I have not mastered or conquered the season that he has entrusted me, or that which he has already asked of me, right? So spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Disrupt whatever needs to be disrupted. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To God be the glory, y'all.
Come on. To God be the glory.
Be the glory. Mm-hmm. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord.
Yes.
And called according to his purpose.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we are so thankful and grateful to who you are in our lives.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord God, for just touching our lives, Lord God, and causing us to be redirected. In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Only in your word, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you for the divine disruption. We give you glory. We give you honor. Open up our hearts of understanding. Calls us to see you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Calls us to stop playing the games. Calls us to slide up with your word. Calls us to stand strong and tall in the mighty name of Jesus. In these last and evil days, Father, you are calling us. You're calling us, Lord God.
Yes.
You're calling us to be able to move things out of the way. And Lord God, push forward. As the word of God says, we got to press towards the mark of the high
calling,
which is in Christ Jesus. That, Lord God, let us press in 2026 in the name of Jesus to be able, Lord God, to hear you clearly.
Come on,
Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you rearrange what can't go forward. You can't go forward. Father, in the name of Jesus, stop it. Stop it now in the name of Jesus, that we can be able to get out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to move us according to the assignment that he has given unto us. Lord, I thank you for divine disruption.
Yes, Lord God,
it is a disruption that is allowed by you as our creator to give us the attention on multiple levels in the name of Jesus. Lord, we do want to go to the next level in you in the name of Jesus. When we was a child, we did childish things.
When we was young,
we did the things of youth. But now we are grown adults. Lord, let us be able to do the things that you are called and set out our hands to do that we know of to do in the name of Jesus. Why? Because we know you and you, Lord God, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. We know that you are the head, you are the God who sits on the throne, sits high, and Lord God, but you look low. You watches over us while we sleep and slumber. You to wake us up. You cause us to be in our right minds. You cause us, Lord God, to have our health and strength. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, this disruption has forced us to stop, to think, and to realign our priorities. We got to get ready for a change, people of God, to transformative and God our Father in the name of Jesus. Lord God, disruption can mean that God is calling you and I to something else and you are not hearing him when he's speaking. So remove the clutter now in the name of Jesus that you may be able to hear God clearly in Jesus' name. Are you ready for the new you in 2026?
Come on.
And shake off the old things, get rid of the old ways we were thinking before, and allow God's word to move on your behalf, doing what Jesus would do. Say what Jesus would say. Show up for the people that need your help. By praying, by encouraging, by looking to the one who is the author and the finisher of your faith, trusting and leaning and depending on the one who will lead you, lead us, and guide us into what? All truth in the name of Jesus. Allowing the anointing. Let me say that again. Allowing the anointing
is on
our lives to show up and to show out.
Come on.
See, our change has come. We will let God rearrange what can't go forward in Jesus' name for this day in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 43:18-19. It says, do not dwell on the past.
Come on.
Focus on the former things. God said, behold, I will do a new thing in you in the name of Jesus. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it?
Come on.
When you see it, God is saying to us right now, I would even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Saith the Lord.
Yes,
so
God.
Let God rearrange what can't go forward. Why?
Yes.
Because Isaiah, which Sister Bridget, Minister Bridget, was asking for in Luke 5:37, and no one pulls new wine into old wineskin.
Come on.
If she or he does, the fresh wine will burst the skin and it will be spilled and the skins will be ruined or destroyed.
Come
in
on.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus.
So let us think about the divine disruption. We want you to rearrange what can't go forward.
Yes.
It can't go forward. It cannot go forward in 2026. We got to open up the door and let God in and work for us. Give us the assignment that we can walk in and we can walk through. That she talked about the breakthrough, that we can have the breakthroughs in our lives and for our families in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you to acknowledge you as our sovereign Savior, and trusting your unfailing love.
Come on.
Invite your divine disruption right now in the name of Jesus into our lives, asking you to interrupt every negative pattern and setback in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to align our life with your purpose and to bring breakthroughs as we focus on yielding to your transformative work for promotions and new assignments, turning delays into divine setups, and walking into new opportunities with your favor in the name of Jesus, as recognizing these shifts as redirections for growth in the name of Jesus. Father, align our hearts with your purpose. Oh, Lord, where there have been shaken,
come on,
we ask for your stability. Where there have been exposures, we ask for your cleaning. And where there have been delays, we ask for your acceleration. Father, turn systems and timelines in our favor,
in our
manifesting
favor,
unexpected breakthroughs and supernatural alignment. Lord, let these disruptions be your redirection for our promotion. Open doors we don't qualify for, and place us in new rooms with divine favor. Give us, Lord, new authority for our new assignment and strength to walk into our God-ordained calling with power and precision in 2026 in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call forth your will to be done because we are tired of doing it our way. Father, God, thank you once again for breaking every chain, removing every burden, and replacing fear with divine confidence, and allowing us to be used to disrupt darkness with your light. Bring in hope and shifting atmosphere with your presence. Father, may our life become a testimony to your power, revealing your glory in every area of our lives in 2026. So, Father, we surrender
your
plans to your purpose, perfect will. We are ready to move into our rightful position by receiving and obeying your spirit. Divine disruption, we are ready to move on up to the next level in 2026. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are covered by the blood to be able to stand before the Father and allow him to do his will in our life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I heard that we are to trust his unfailing love. Amen. We are to stop playing and stand tall and stand strong. Amen. That he is calling us to push forward. Amen. To press toward the mark. He is calling us. Amen. 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 To God be the glory. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, for the supernatural alignment. I heard supernatural alignment, that God, you're causing us to be redirected. And then she even brought in Romans 8:28, that all things work together for the good. Amen. All things work together for good. Amen. To those who the scripture will say, I believe to the called in the what all things work together for good to those that are called according to his purpose. Y'all know, but it's Romans 8:28, I believe. Amen. To God be the glory. Divine disruption. When God dismantles to rebuild. And so disruption is not punishment, y'all. It is preparation. God removes what is temporary so that what is eternal can remain. Amen. So that we can evolve, become whom he has desired and created us to become. Divine disruption simply declares what worked before cannot carry us into where he's taken us. Amen. Lord, disrupt what can't go forward. Disrupt what can't go forward. Amen. And Ruby said, divine disruption, God rearranges what can't go forward. Amen. And that's exactly where we are. And so I ask you the question, what might God be dismantling in your life right now? And are you trusting God in the shaking, or are you trying to rebuild what he desires to be removed? Do you have your hands in the way? And then I ask this final question this morning. I believe this is the final question I ask in reference to this. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? And I ask that question because when God begins to interrupt and disrupt, we may have a tendency to try to hold on to that which he is disrupting. And the question is, why? What are we afraid of? There's a shift in my life right now that I saw it coming, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know to what degree. And it's a shift that I guess I never really thought that this shift would come about. But as the shift or the disruption came full circle a couple days ago, I'm like, wow, Lord, I thank you that you are such a God. And I'm reminded that it's not punishment, it's preparation. So that gives me, that puts me in the space of excitement. Even though the disruption, y'all, is not necessarily pleasant, for lack of better words, but when I recognize that God is at work, it gives me a place instead of questioning why and being disappointed and all of that. It puts me in the place of saying, here it is. It is what it is. And so I'm in a place of expectancy because I know that he's preparing me for my next. And new wine cannot be put in the old wineskin, right? Things that worked and served my purpose, my calling previously, may not serve in this new season. Doesn't mean that anything has gone on wrong. It just means that that season, that expiration date for that situation has come about. So my challenge to you is, don't be afraid when God interrupts and disrupts your flow. Amen. Don't be afraid. Don't get all discombobulated, but look at it and say, Father, if you have allowed this, if this is the way we're going, Father, then I'm standing with expectancy because I know this was good. This has been great. But Father, that means you got something all the greater for me. And that puts me in the place of great expectancy and excitement. Amen. So the question is, what are you afraid of? Why are you still holding on to or trying to hold on to what he is requiring of you to release in this season? Why are you still trying to do the same things the same way, and you know that he has is requiring of you to do something different? So guess what? Life is not going to change or go the direction it could go for the best if we're trying to hold on to that old wine skin, if we're trying to hold on to that comfortable place. It's time to, the two words I heard this morning, stop playing. Stop playing. Y'all stop playing. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know that he's given us this moment. Amen? So to God be the glory. Before God aligns us, he often unsettles us. What will you do with the divine disruption? Will you fight it? Will you try to hold on? Will you kick and scream? Or will you simply pause and say, Father, have your way in me, in my life. Here I am, a yielded vessel to you. Ooh, a yielded vessel to you. Have your way, have your way, have your way. Make us and mold us, oh God, that we may be more like you in this journey. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice and bless his holy name. Y'all, we serve a great God, a mighty God, a miracle-working God. Amen. Ooh, I'm going to be quiet because I'm excited about Jesus. Amen. Amen. Back in June, I said, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. And I still say, I'm not afraid. Let's go, Jesus. Let's go. Amen. Because there are people whose lives are waiting on us to move into position. Amen. So that we can help them see that there's a great God who's waiting on them. Amen. Amen. Anyone want to briefly share before we conclude on this morning? Jesus. Anyone want to briefly share before we conclude on this morning? Anyone at all? Amen, amen, amen.
Good morning.
What comes to mind?
Daphne.
Good morning, Daphne. How are you?
I'm good. I have special prayer requests for my daddy, J.B. Brantley. He's in the hospital. He's having heart problems, and they're running tests. He's 83 years old. He knows he's in the right place, the hospital, but he's so ready to come home. So,
amen.
Him in prayer and as well. They've been married 60 years, and it's hard for them being apart.
Wow. Wow. Amen. You say his name is J.B. Brantley?
Brantley.
Brantley.
B-R-A-N-T-L-E-Y.
Oh, Brantley. Brantley. B-R-A-N-T. Yes. Okay, got it. Brantley. Amen. Dad Brantley. Amen. 83 years old. To God be the glory. Married 60 years. That's a testimony in itself. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Okay, they're running some tests, heart tests. Amen. Anyone else this morning?
To everything that's been said, and it is so, and so it is.
Amen.
This was beautiful on this morning.
It is.
Good morning. Good sharing. Good morning.
No. Sharon, hold on. Someone's speaking. Hold on, Sharon. Someone's speaking. Go ahead, Jackie.
Divine disruption, meaning that we can't take what is dead to the next level.
Ooh. Can't take what is dead to the next level. That'll preach in itself. Amen.
That is good. That is good. Yes,
that'll preach. Jackie, you might have given us our next sermon topic.
Amen.
Can't take what is dead to the next level. So y'all know I really want to unpack that for a minute, but we're not. But think about this. Oh, God, think about the weight of trying to carry something dead along with you. Think about the weight and what that does, how that hinders and prevents and the struggle and trying to move. I'm sitting here visualizing just trying to drag or carry something dead. You know, when something's dead, there's a heaviness, there's a weight to it. When it's lifeless, there's a weight to it, right? So y'all just ponder on that, because that might come. Y'all may hear that again in the future. Amen. Divine disruption. You can't take what is dead to the next level. Amen. Anything else, Jackie? Amen.
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Amen. To God be the glory. Sharon. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning, love.
Yeah, to God be the glory. I'm ready for God to dismantle what does not make until we align his will for me, his purpose in my life. Thank you for that word this morning. But can you pray for my uncle on New Year's morning? He found his wife dead.
He found his wife. You say he found his wife dead?
Yes. She has Alzheimer's. She had Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And she did not even know him. So she did not have any quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
But God took her home on New Year's morning. He went to take care of her and
mm-hmm.
found her dead. So
Jesus.
His name is Derek. Yeah, his name is Derek. Just pray for his strength.
Amen.
And God would comfort, you know, him during this difficult time.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Anyone else this morning? Amen.
Good morning. This is Joyful Janelle. I would like prayer for my sister, Esther. She's a missionary in Kenya, and her daughter. They had experienced some food poisoning over the holidays, and it's kind of really been, she's getting better, but she still needs some prayer. She says keep praying for her healing to manifest. So I'd just like you all to lift her up, please, and thank you.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, sis. You said my phone went out, Joyful Janelle, but I know you said your sister, right?
Yeah, the Esther, she's the one that lives in Kenya.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's a missionary in Kenya, her
mm-hmm.
daughter, Mwende. Thank you.
Okay, amen. 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 Ruby, I'm sure you copying. Amen. Anyone else this morning want to share? Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is that Shrenette?
Yes, it is.
Good morning, love. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good, good.
I just want to thank God this morning.
Amen.
And I'm asking for prayer because last month I was asked to be the tech in charge. So I'm got a new role,
mm-hmm.
and they approved it on the 31st. So
mm-hmm.
today I will be starting in my new position.
Amen.
And it's a tough group, so I'm just asking for prayer to just keep me going.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for promotion. Amen, 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 amen. Anyone else this morning?
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Christy. I'm just asking for prayer at work.
Mm-hmm.
My boss, the tax commissioner, he retired after 26 years, just abruptly.
Mm-hmm.
He was ready
mm-hmm.
to go. And now we have a new tax commissioner, which is the lady I reported to. But
mm-hmm.
just for transition in this season for her,
okay.
She's doing a great job. She's a great person. Just for transition, she's got to make some difficult decisions and changes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just transition in this season. For me, because it's not going to be that for me, but it's a lot that has to, you know, transpire now that she's stepping in just for transition.
Mm-hmm.
She called last night, you know, to talk to me for comfort and prayer. So I just want to extend that to the prayer group that we pray for her as she steps into her new role.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Anyone else this morning? Mm-hmm. 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 Amen. Amen. So we have the prayer request we have is Dad Brantley has having heart test. Sharon's uncle who found his wife, Uncle Derek, who found his wife dead on New Year's morning. Joyful Janelle's sister, she's a missionary in Kenya. Amen. Shrenette in her new position today, and then Christy's new boss, the new tax commissioner, as the transition into this new space and new decisions and all that goes with. New assignments. Amen. We're also covering Carla and her family, the Davis family. Amen. Brenda Palmer. We're also praying for Glenda's sister. And so, but I want before Ruby covers prayer, before Ruby covers this in prayer, I do want to say to you, Shrenette, first and foremost, congratulations on your promotion, on your new position. because even though new positions comes with a little, possibly a little bit of nervousness, anxiety, the beauty of that is that you have shown yourself in such a way that requires them to consider you for this new position. So kudos and hats off to you that they saw in you something that warranted this new position. And so we just stand with you and believe right now that everything that you need to be successful and to be impactful in this new space, God has given you, right? And so we thank him that in this season that he will continue to grow you and develop you all the more. Amen. And not only in this, but I see this as a stepping stone. This is a stepping stone to where God is taking you. So y'all come on before Ruby prays. Can we just celebrate Shornette this morning in her new position, in her elevation? Amen. So we celebrate. Y'all come up, make some noise for your sister this morning as she goes into those doors this morning. Amen. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So you're well able. He has equipped you with everything you need. So when you walk in there with your head high, your shoulders squared, with your confidence on, amen, it's not an arrogant thing, but you got the confidence, you got the God-fidence, amen, that he has equipped you and positioned you for such a time as this. Walk it out, sis. To God be the glory. Ruby, will you pray? Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, God, hallelujah, glory to God in the name of Jesus. Every prayer request that has been sent up to you, we come before your throne in the name of Jesus, thanking and praising you, Father, for the manifestation. But, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we all touch and agree together, we know that you are right here. You are right here. You are right here in the midst of us. Mm-hmm. You hear every cry right now. Mm-hmm. And you said in your word that you will answer us, Father. Yes. So we thank you and praise you in the name of Jesus as the sister who our Father in the name of Jesus JB who's going up for a heart test this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, let them not see nothing. We decree and declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, that as he go up for his heart test, Father, they couldn't even find anything, because we are touching and agreeing together. We are trusting you. We're believing in you that it is so in the name of Jesus, because we already dispatching the word of God right now. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, JB is healed in the name of Jesus. The heart surgery that he needs, Lord God, is the heart surgery that you do. You perform on him in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory and honor. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that the uncle, Father, in the name of Jesus, who found his wife deceased. Father, in the name of Jesus, Brother Derek, Father, in the name of Jesus, we call forth strength right now. We call forth the family to come together and love on him like never before, Father, in the name of Jesus, because his wife will be missed, Lord God, not just only by him, but by all those that loves her, that was in her surroundings. So we give you praise, glory, and honor for his strength on today. Father, regulate his mind. Let him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, think of all of the good times that he have shared and had with his wife in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for even Minister Joy, for Janelle, for heal, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, for her sister in Kenya, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, whatever the issue may be, whatever the situation may be, Father, you sees and knows all things. We call it forth the angels of God to encamp around her, to keep her in all her ways, and let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon her. That, Father, that the blood of Jesus, Lord God, is showering up on her and bringing her forth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to just continue to speak the word of God in Jesus' name. Because your word, you said your word would not return back to you void, but it will accomplish that it was sent out to do. And that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we praise you, Father, as Sister Minister Bridget had already prayed for the promotion, the new assignment for our sister, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, sister, walk in it. Walk in it with your shoulders back and your head high. Allow yourself to see the vision of God to manifest that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, according to the word of God in Jesus' name. And then praying, Lord God, for the new manager who, Lord God, we are that is standing, you, Father, in a new role. We praise you, Father, for a woman of God who is standing and interceding for her manager. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for where two or three are touching and agreeing together, you are right there in the midst. You are, she's covered under the blood of Jesus. Lord God, because of the sister Christy, we praise you, we magnify you, we lift you up, Father, for doing the work in the people that allowed in, Father God, the divine disruption to take place in the lives of the people.
Come on.
That we are able to pray, intercede, stand in the gap, God, lay hands, Lord God, decree and declare things into the people and the people's lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we can send the word through the atmosphere and decree and declare that the work of the Lord will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you do today, make sure God gets the glory. Amen. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down.